This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Center of Seismology, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicenter was located at a depth of 5 kilometers near Delhi. The center informed that the quake, which struck Delhi, Noida, Indirapuram and other NCR regions, was at an altitude of 28.59 north and a longitude of 77.16 east. No immediate damage to properties or loss of life has been reported. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030, from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year.
आज हम दुनिया के छठे सबसे बड़े टेक्सटाइल और एप्रल्स एक्सपोर्टर है। हमारा टेक्सटाइल निर्यात 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच चुका है। अब हमारा लक्ष्य है 2030 तक हम इसे 9 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक लेकर जाएंगे। लेकिन आज जो मैंने वहां जो मिजाज देखा है, तो मुझे लगता है कि शायद आप ये मेरा आंकड़ा गलत सिद्ध कर देंगे और 2030 के पहले ही काम पूरा कर देंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meetings with his counterparts from Mauritius, Maldives, Nepal, Bhutan and Sri Lanka on the sidelines of Indian Ocean Conference in Oman's capital Muscat yesterday. During his meeting with his Mauritian counterpart Dhananjay Ritesh Ramphul, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized upon the commitment to further strengthen special bonds of friendship between the two nations. It was Dr. Jaishankar's first meeting with Ramphal. With his Sri Lankan counterpart, Vijita Herath, Dr. Jaishankar discussed wide-ranging cooperation between the two nations. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will pay a two-day state visit to India from today, during which he will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that the visit of the Emir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railways, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side of the New Delhi Railway Station. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. In addition, the deployment of Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. Another flight of illegal Indian immigrants from the US landed at Amritsar's Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport last night with 112 deportees. This is the third such flight and second within 24 hours, which brought back deported Indians who entered the US through illegal means or duped by the travel agents on the pretext of sending them legally to the US. The Assam Assembly's budget session will be held from today to the 25th of March in Kokrajhar instead of the Assembly's permanent building in Dispur. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi is scheduled to table the budget for 2025-26 financial year in the Odisha Assembly today. The Chief Minister, who also holds the finance portfolio, will present the budget 2025-26 in the Assembly in the afternoon. French President Emmanuel Macron will host an emergency summit of European leaders, including Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer, on the Ukraine conflict today. The development comes after US officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. In the Women's Premier League 2025, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at Kothambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.